Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Last week's convicted killer, Centoya Brown, was released from Tennessee prison on August 7th, right? She was picked up by her husband, formerly of the group Next, one of the lead singers from Next. His name was Jamie J. Long.
Wow.
He was in that group. He married her while she was in jail.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was the husband of one of the lead singers for the group Total.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Married.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some good stuff there,
Pamela
Buck.
Long opens up about ex-husband Marion Centoya Brown. Said this man is manipulative.
Oh, wow. You can't say it. Manipulative.
Yeah. Married him while he's in jail and picked him up. Crazy story.
Wow. So, Buck, the NFL regular season kicks off in just a few weeks. One of the game's best wide receivers, Antonio Brown, has not been able to practice. Probably won't be starting in week one because of frostbite on his feet. So he went into one of those crazy cryotherapy chambers that you went into. The weirdest injury ever is that he somehow got frostbite on his feet. Messed up his feet. When you went into one of those cryotherapy chambers.
If I didn't have the socks on, because you have to have those socks on.
Oh, he needs to sue them.
So, he's also on the cover of Madden 20, which means the Madden curse is alive and well. But it gets worse for him. Antonio Brown shares the cover with the little logo for the piece of software used in the game called Frostbite. The word Frostbite is literally on the cover underneath Antonio Brown's picture. It's like it was meant to be. Like, it was crazy. And he just went into arbitration to keep his old helmet, but he lost to an arbitrator because the league has new helmets now, and a lot of the players are really unhappy about them because they have to change them for the concussion situation. So, Antonio Brown!
He's difficult.
Had a hard time.
That's crazy. And Katy Perry, she's in some trouble here. Katy Perry's male co-star in the music video for Teenage Dream has come forward with allegations of sexual harassment against the singer. Josh Kloss, who also appeared on a few episodes of The OC, wrote a lengthy post on social media about his experience with Katy Perry almost 10 years ago. After the first day of shooting, Kloss wrote, Katie invited me to a strip club in Santa Barbara. I declined and told her I have to go back to the hotel and rest because this job is all I have right now, right? Continuing. So I saw Katie a couple of times after her breakup with Russell. This one time I brought a friend who was dying to meet her. It was Johnny Wojcik's birthday party at a Moonlight Rollerway. Kloss then said of Perry, and when I saw her, we hugged and she was still my crush. But as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends and the crowd around us my junk. Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt?
Wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy story. That's crazy.
Katy Perry.
Wow.
And in Plainville, police have identified the victim whose car drove over a cliff and rolled over Sunday. Police said that they discovered a car had crashed Sunday after someone reported damaged guardrail. The vehicle was left there, so it rolled down.
Really steep hill, and they had to, rappel down to
but
get
this,
her.
This is so hard for me, but I'm going to get through it. Her name was identified as Denise Santana, 35. She's from New Britain. She actually went to school with me. She's a family friend.
It was in Plainville. It's
devastating. She went to Pulaski Middle School with me. I still got a picture of us in 99. When the lollipops were in style. And I just want to shout out her daughter, Kiki. You know, stay strong. Her twin cousins that we were just with, they're my mutual cousin, Lolly and Boom Boom, on Sunday. Nati's her sister, Vanessa, Angel, Brandon. They all grew up where I grew up in Corbin. I just want to send out all the prayers to the family and the
friends. It's a crazy
horrible
story.
Your legacy and your smile and that curly hair will live forever.
Amen.
And that is the Ish You Missed.